Hey pals, it's Stephanie. Welcome back to the Keto Success Podcast, a show dedicated to doing the deeper work on your keto journey. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey pals, welcome back to another episode of the Keto Success Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to continue our conversation around being your own coach versus hiring one and how to know what's right for you. I do want to, ahead of time, just say there is construction happening outside of my house. So I really hope that you guys can't hear it, first of all. And second of all, I hope that my dog doesn't pop off and start barking this whole episode due to this construction. So just thought I would throw that out there right from the start. So if you hear any strange banging noises, I know you guys aren't going to judge me. You guys are my pals. But yeah, I really wanted to make sure that I was still showing up for you guys and pouring into another episode, regardless of the circumstances. So here we are. In the last episode, I spoke into sort of the general flow of how I hold my own clients through the coaching experience, as well as shared some of my own experiences with investing in coaches or programs and when it felt good, when it didn't feel good. We also talked a little bit about the fact there's hesitation and fear around taking a step like this. And all of that is totally okay and totally allowed to be there. Today, we are really going to talk about how to know if you're ready for a step like coaching and any of the fears that might be coming up for you around the idea of coaching, how this space and how I work with my clients might be a little different from other coaches, and how to know if you are a good fit to work with a coach. As I shared in the last episode, coaching isn't just for people who can't figure it out on their own. It really is a way to amplify all of the incredible parts you can do on your own while looking at little pieces that still may be struggles or blocks for you in terms of creating a keto lifestyle that you love, that feels simple and sustainable and peaceful and easeful, where we're not just consumed by thoughts of food all of the time and obsessing over everything we eat and worrying about the number on the scale and all of these other factors that really do drain our energy and make us question if we can even do this keto thing, if it's right for us, if we're doing it wrong. You know, we really can put a lot of pressure on ourselves. We really put a lot of expectations on ourselves. And the interesting thing is, of course, you can absolutely be your own coach, right? Like, just think about it for a moment. I'm sure that you are actually coaching people in your own way in your daily life. Perhaps you are encouraging your children or motivating your work colleagues or supporting friends. And this really is a form of coaching in a way. But what tends to happen is that we can see so clearly how we can help others, but we struggle to use those same skills on ourselves. We're too close to it. And it is so important to realize that the way in which you build this keto lifestyle is the way you will get to keep it as a lifestyle. So if we are approaching it with this energy of gripping and using white knuckle willpower, and it feels like we're just struggling all the time or obsessing over the food all of the time, that's just no way to live. And if we are building our lifestyle in that way, that is how it will continue. And eventually that will feel so draining. It'll feel like you're just burnt out. And that is often when we give in, we give up, and we just go back to our old patterns and habits that caused us to gain the weight in the first place. And that is why you really will see a lot of people flip-flopping on and off keto or doing this all or nothing cycle, is because we're not building the foundation in a way where we actually feel good about what we're doing, that it feels like this is something I can actually sustain. We know damn well when we are doing something that feels totally temporary. We're just so desperate to get results and lose some weight and feel better about ourselves and feel better in our skin that we feel like we deserve it. Like keto is this punishment for the fact we've gained weight, for all of the shitty choices we'd been making up until this point. But keto really is this beautiful gift that you can give to yourself, where we get to discover ourselves through this keto process and really allow those challenges that we are going to face to expand, to grow, to learn. And every single choice that we make is a deposit in our confidence bank that we are capable of doing this, that this is something I'm going after, that this is what I truly want for myself. And when it comes to being your own coach, like I said, it can be so hard because we are A, taking care of everyone else around us, and B, we are so close to it that sometimes we can't see all of the great things that we're doing, and we also can't see what is exactly tripping us up. Where are these moments? Sometimes it feels like we're not even thinking about it. Next thing you know, we've just grabbed all the foods and we're eating it and we're tired, we're exhausted from a busy week, and we just don't care. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm going to go eat all the things. But there is a reason why that is happening. It is not just because you're tired from the workday. Of course, that contributes to it, but there are deeper things going on here. So when it comes to exploring this for ourselves, we really need to approach it by identifying your desired outcome. What is it that you actually want from this lifestyle? Why is that meaningful for you? And cultivate a lot of self-awareness. This is the piece where it can get a little tricky because we're so close to it that we may not be seeing everything. And we really need to understand that bringing awareness to our situations and what's going well, what's not going well, what can we do differently, really does allow us to see what we still need to work on. We then get to brainstorm options. We get to brainstorm new strategies, new solutions for ourselves that maybe we hadn't thought of before. You can do Google searches, Pinterest searches, although oftentimes you're just going to find very basic, here are the keto rules that don't touch in with the deeper part of you that really is behind what is causing you to reach for food when you don't really want to, causing you to flip-flop on and off keto when you don't really want to. You know and probably have the evidence that keto has worked for you before, or that you've started doing keto and you're feeling really good. You notice your body's feeling really good. You might be experiencing some weight loss, which is amazing. You realize that you get to do this and eat some pretty incredible, delicious food. And that's all amazing. You can make a plan for yourself and really get clarity for yourself around what it is you're going to do to achieve your goals and improve your circumstances and the actions you need to take to get there. Then you need to take the actions themselves and actually stick to your plan. Are you doing what you said you would do? Are you following through with your intentions? Then you get to measure and celebrate every single time you did it. But what happens when it feels like you're just trying the same things over and over again and spinning your wheels and feeling totally stuck and like you're not moving forward, or that keto felt so easy for you in the past, but you're struggling to just get back to that place. The truth is, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And if there's a different strategy or a different inner resource that we can pull from or that we can create for ourselves to help us through these times of struggle, these challenging times when circumstances are difficult, this is where working with a coach and getting some additional support could really help you. Because like I said, sometimes we can't see obvious solutions that might be right in front of us because we're too close to it. But also, we might not even have a clue about this amazing tool or resource or strategy that would be a perfect fit for us because we just aren't aware of it. We just don't know. And that is where working with somebody who has all of these things to offer you really can be so nourishing and supportive and help you move forward, help get you unstuck. I mean, we all know the famous quote from Albert Einstein, right? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So while you can absolutely be your own coach, you really need to be able to try new things on for yourself, to try on new strategies. Because if we keep approaching our keto lifestyle the same way over and over again, maybe the same way like we did it the first time, and it's not working, what are you going to do differently? How are you going to shift and change? What deeper internal work needs to be done in order to make this whole process feel easeful? What different tangible strategies could you be doing to set your environment up for success, to make your day-to-day life feel more simple and sustainable? How are you going to do that? Because so often what happens is perhaps we had success on keto in the past and we try to force ourselves to do it in that exact same way because it was the only thing that's ever worked for us before. It was the only way we ever lost weight. It was the only thing we were ever successful at. So we try to put ourselves into that box again. But you are not the same person as you were that first time. You have changed. I'm sure your circumstances have changed. Maybe your life has changed. And if we're not taking on new approaches and trying new things on for ourselves, and we're just repeating the same patterns over and over and over again, we are actually holding ourselves back from truly creating a lifestyle that's meant for us. Because we are approaching it through such a narrow lens that this is the only way I can do it because this is the only way that's worked for me, when there are a multitude of ways that it could work for you. There are so many different ways that you can do keto and be successful at it. I am living proof of this. I went from doing super strict keto, tracking all my macros, going to the gym 4 to 5 days a week, and I was really successful at that. I lost a lot of weight doing that, but it wasn't sustainable for me. I didn't want my life to be all encompassed around keto. I wanted to be able to go to my family events and eat what my mom's made because I love her cooking so much. I want to be able to go to my mother-in-law's house, who is Irish, and eat a potato. Okay. Do you know how challenging it was for the times when I was strict keto to try and explain to her that I can't eat potatoes and I'm also going to limit the number of carrots I'm eating? She looked at me like I was crazy, which is totally fine. It was my choice and she understood that and she respected that. She would still always offer, but I would just politely decline. But now I include higher carb things when it feels truly meaningful to do so. And I have been able to maintain my weight loss for almost 6 years now. So there are so many different components that go into creating this lifestyle that are so much more than just the food. the weight that we carry is so much more than the external weight on our bodies. And it can be so beneficial to work with somebody who can really tap into that internal weight that we carry with us. Because once that is released, oh my goodness, the external weight really does become so much easier to shed off. It might happen slowly, but that's fine. It's still moving in the right direction. And you get to feel so good about the fact that you are creating an actual healthy lifestyle this time. That it's not just a diet that's temporary, that this isn't a quick fix, that we're not trying to drop some weight before a vacation or a wedding, and this really gets to be your life. And you get to live it and lose weight. So how do you know if you feel ready for a step like this, a step like coaching? Maybe you've been trying to get out of your all or nothing cycle for a while, but you're still struggling to trust yourself around all types of food. I was the queen of all or nothing cycles. I shared that in my Perfectly Imperfect episode. I would genuinely binge eat and drink for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. And then I would do box cleanses for 2 weeks to try and fix it. And that cycle was a very extreme example of the all or nothing cycle. But I use that as an example because if I can go from that to living this balanced, harmonious keto lifestyle where I include low carb days and I include high carb days and even sugar sometimes, if I can do this, you can absolutely do this. So if it feels like you've been trying to get out of this all or nothing cycle, but you just keep finding yourself repeating this pattern and struggling to trust yourself around all types of food, that if you have something higher carb, it won't spiral and ruin all your progress, you may be ready for a step like this. If keto is feeling really tiresome and redundant, maybe you're feeling burnt out on keto, but it's the only thing that's ever worked for you, so you're afraid to give up that control, you're afraid to give up the keto rules in exchange for ease and sustainability, maybe you've developed a fear of carbs. That is absolutely a prevalent thing in the keto community, that we start to really micromanage every single thing that we're eating for such a long time that we're afraid to have anything high carb. We think it'll ruin our progress, or we don't trust that it won't spiral out of control. So we're living in this very rigid plan, which may or may not be sustainable for you long term. And even though you know logically that eating one thing higher carb isn't going to ruin all my progress, and we know logically we don't need to do keto perfectly, you still find yourself thinking a lot about the numbers or trying to force yourself to do keto like you did the first time in order to get results, that could absolutely show you that you are ready for a step like this. If you feel like you're just repeating the same things over and over again and it's just not working, that's okay, but you can also get help to find a way to make keto work for you. Maybe you like the idea of connecting more to what you're feeling. We know we're supposed to be feeling our feelings. We know that our thoughts and our feelings really do drive our behaviors, drive our actions. And you understand that maybe you're buffering your life or numbing or avoiding or escaping your emotions with food. We are using food as a coping mechanism. We are turning to food in times when we feel like we just need comfort or companionship or entertainment. Maybe we're feeling bored or lonely and we just reach for food to soothe us in some sort of way, we numb ourselves with food, not because we are empty, but because we are too full. We are full of shit we haven't dealt with, emotions we don't know how to face, and stress that we haven't developed a healthy skill set to release. And numbing with food is simply just our nervous system's way of coping. It is the pattern that is familiar for us. It feels soothing in the moment, but it doesn't serve us. Maybe you understand that we really need to be connecting with this part of us, but you're feeling a little nervous to go there. I mean, maybe if you're being totally honest, you might not even fully grasp or understand how that'll help you get results anyway. But we can feel a little nervous to go there because it's like we're going to open this can of worms. And then what do I do with all of that? It feels more comfortable and safer and familiar to just continue to repeat these coping mechanisms, to keep using food in a way that allows us to avoid the big feelings or even the small feelings, right? Like I use that example that we were just tired from a busy day of work, so we're just going to eat the food because fuck it, I don't care. I mean, how often do we say things like that? But you do care. That's the thing. You say it in the moment, fuck it, I don't care. I'm just going to eat the thing. I'm going to go eat the pizza and then I'm going to have ice cream and da-da-da-da-da. But you know that you actually do care, because if you truly didn't care, you would wake up the next day and just keep going on with your life and you would have zero feelings of regret or judgment or shame or worry. None of that would exist if you truly didn't care. But we use phrases like that and we really just give ourselves a green light to turn to food instead of turning towards our feelings, because it is more familiar. It feels safer. It's more comfortable, even though it causes us so much discomfort, because then we are beating the absolute shit out of ourselves afterwards. We are running ourselves over the coals because we know better. We know different. And it's so frustrating and defeating to choose foods that go against what we actually want for ourselves and to repeat that pattern again and again and again. It is exhausting. It is filled with so much shame and judgment, and we waste so much energy and mental bandwidth, emotional bandwidth on the aftermath from our choices, that we feel defeated. We feel like it's pointless. We feel like I will never be able to do this anyway, so what's the point? But none of that is true. And if we gave ourselves the gift of working with somebody who can actually help us through all of these challenging points, they can shine a light on it and help guide us on the path that's actually meant for us, in a way that feels good for us, in a way that feels doable and easeful and sustainable and simple, and relieves ourselves all of the time wasted and frustration of trying to figure it out on our own. You may be ready for a step like this if food freedom sounds like a great buzzword for other people. If it sounds like that is something that other people can have, but it's just not meant for me, you might worry about spiraling out of control or ruining all your progress if you were to give up the strict rules of keto that keep you in control around food. We so often believe that the reason we are not successful at keto is because we lack willpower. We don't have enough self-control, and it's really hard to understand that what we actually need is more trust in ourselves and a softer, more nurturing approach that could work so much better and feel so much better for you. Most of my clients start from this place of hesitation, where they know what they've been doing isn't really working for them anymore. But like I said, it's a struggle to believe that a softer, more gentle approach could work. I really do get it. I mean, at this point, you know I've been there too. Doubtful and scared to give up control and absolutely convinced I just need to try harder next time. This world really does a number on us. It convinces us that the only way to get where we hope to be in our life is to go harder, to shrink ourselves, to be more in control, to limit ourselves, to hustle and grip and grind our way to where we want to go. But that is not a life that I want to subscribe to. That's not what I want for you, and that's not what I want for my clients. I really want this keto journey to feel expansive and softer and nourishing and nurturing, and that this isn't just some diet so that you lose weight as fast as possible, but this is simply just how you live. These are just simply the food choices that you choose to make because you want to feel your best every day. And you want to be able to show up in your life every day and feel good about it and feel excited about it. And the way that I work with my clients is just different. It is different than anything that you have tried before. I can promise you that. As I shared in the last episode, I have never worked with two clients in the exact same way because it doesn't make sense. We all have a different body. We all have different dieting history. We all have different food issues. We all have different schedules. Our lives are entirely different. We all have a different brain. Our brains are wired in different ways that cause us to reach for food in certain circumstances and instances that aren't the same across the board. But when I'm working with my clients, we are able to pull on all of these strings, all of these threads, and braid them together in a beautiful path that feels so good for them because it's theirs. It's their path. And I have heard from clients who have actually worked with other keto coaches before that have openly shared with me that other coaches just give them this plan. Here are your macros. Here is your meal plan. Follow this. And if you can't follow this, there's something wrong with you. They use shame as a tactic to try to get you to adhere to their plan because they know their plan works. And if it's not working for you, that's on you. That's a you problem. That's your fault. And that absolutely breaks my heart and kind of infuriates me a little bit. You know, most coaches want to sell you on the sunshine and rainbows of their program and how if you follow it exactly as they say and you follow the exact steps that they give you, that you'll get the results that you want. It feels very much like those infomercials where it's like, but wait, there's more. Like, you know, they don't want to even address the fact that there might be struggle or issues or challenges along the way. It is almost like their ego is just selling you on this dream, on this plan, and it will get you to where you want to be. Their ego can't accept that maybe it's their plan that's the problem. Maybe it has nothing to do with you. Maybe just the way their plan is laid out and the way that you operate as a human being just don't mesh well, just don't go together, just doesn't feel easy for you. Which is why I'd be so weary of anybody who is trying to sell you on a very specific plan, because there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all approach, right? I mean, okay, I follow this plan. Will I be able to sustain it once I get to my final results? Will I have the tools I need in place to actually maintain this for the rest of my life? Emotionally, mentally, tangibly, do I have all of these tools? One of the things that I get asked all of the time is if I provide meal plans to my clients. And my honest answer is no. I do not provide a specific meal plan to my clients. And here's why. That is doing you such a disservice. Because if I hand you a 30-day meal plan, first of all, how does that even work for every single person on the planet in terms of your body, where you are now, any sort of health conditions? It doesn't. Your macros, your calorie intake, like all of that is different person to person. And what are you going to do when the 30 days is up? Just keep repeating that 30-day plan for the rest of your life? Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, absolutely, do I give you a list of go-to breakfast options, go-to lunch options, go-to dinner options where you get to pick and choose for yourself? Totally, I am happy to do that if you find that helpful, especially when you're just getting started. And then you can always add your own to this ongoing list. But my purpose and role as your coach is to guide you and teach you in a way that this becomes self-sufficient, self-accountable. This is your lifestyle that you get to just run with for your life. And so no, I will not hand you an exact specific meal plan to follow. But what I will do is take the time to teach you how to do that for yourself, so that you have the tools in place, so that you know how to create a meal plan that works for you, works for your schedule, works for your day-to-day life. And that way you can continue using that for your life. You know, I really just think that a lot of times coaches will sell you on an idea that really does create a dependency on them, that they don't want you to actually be able to go out and do this for yourself, because then they're not making money from you anymore. That is never my goal. My role as a coach isn't for you to become dependent on me for your success. My role and purpose is to allow you to develop trust in yourself and agency over your choices. A lot of people come to me because they want that additional level of accountability. And that is beautiful. Through this process, I will hold you through the most vulnerable stages of this keto process and allow you to find your keto groove, where you're just good and you're just going through the motions and you're excited about this journey and you're excited about your life. And I will teach you how to become accountable to yourself, because I don't want to be there forever. I mean, I will, if we're really good pals, 100%. You can keep me for as long as you want me. I will absolutely be there. You don't have to be alone. But I want you to have that trust in yourself to be able to depend on yourself and have agency over your journey and feel accountable to yourself that you can actually do this, that everything we talk about and we learn and we practice, you can just run with. We develop this skill set. We develop your strengths. We create and pull from your inner resources. You receive transformational tools to practice being with yourself in a new way, through the lens of self-compassion, through an ability to gain insights through curiosity, and really allow you to free up the energy that usually gets wasted in self-judgment and regret and worry and defeat. We now get to use that energy to bolster up ourselves, to feel confident in what we're doing, to know that we have the answers within us. That is how I want you to feel at the end of our time together, that you can do this on your own. We really use any missteps or sticking points or the messy parts that come up during our time together to collaborate solutions and strategies and tools that feel right for you. We co-create your unique path towards a version of this keto lifestyle that you're actually excited about and that you actually love. And I absolutely get that it can be scary and foreign territory to work with a coach. Maybe you've never done it before, or maybe you have and it was not a great experience for you. And it's okay for fear to be there. It's okay for it to feel scary and stretchy, and we're not sure if it'll even work for us, and we're afraid to put money down into this. We're afraid if I can afford this. We are afraid, what will people think? Or something I hear all the time on consultations is, well, I'm just going to go ask my husband if it's okay. And that, when that happens, typically they don't sign on with me because their husband wasn't on that call with us where they got to feel what it's like to be held and to know that this is probably the best step for them. Or there's this belief that my husband or my partner, they really support me. They support my keto journey. And like, great, absolutely great. I also have a fiance who supports my businesses, but it doesn't mean that he knows how to support me in my businesses. He's supportive of them, just like your partner's supportive of your keto journey, but it doesn't mean that they know how to support you in the keto journey and through the keto process. And it really does make me sad, but I absolutely get it. A lot of people are experiencing a financial pinch right now. That is a very real thing, which is why I do things like offer flexible, custom, interest-free payment plans, because I want you to feel so comfortable on the financial side. I don't want that to come in the way of our work together. I don't want this to be something that's looming over your head. And I am actually also in the process of creating an entirely new coaching package where I'm lowering my rates because that just feels more aligned for me, because I want to be able to help as many people as possible. I don't want finances to be the reason why people aren't getting the help that they deserve. Coaching can feel like an unnecessary extravagance versus really an investment in yourself, an investment in your empowerment. And it really is so beautiful to witness my clients shift and change, not just on their keto journey, but in their lives, because they have the confidence in themselves. They have the confidence that they are someone that follows through with their intentions, that they're not breaking promises to themselves. And that trickles over into all of the other areas of their life. They feel like they have more energy with their children. They feel like they are more capable to go after a new work venture or put themselves out there and start dating. Honestly, it is so beautiful to witness that the work that we do together is a catalyst that can change so many other areas and improve so many other areas of their life. Another fear that could be coming up is around time. Do I have time to do this? Is this just going to be one more thing on my to-do list? I already don't have time to get through my things every single day. And what's really fascinating about that one is that how much time are we wasting by burning ourselves out, using all of our brain power on beating the shit out of ourselves for not doing what we're supposed to be doing? Or how much time do we actually waste by starting and stopping and starting and stopping keto over and over again, where we're spinning our wheels and we're not getting anywhere? You know, I worked with a client recently who 100%, she's like, I do not have time in my schedule to do this. And she listed a million reasons why her kids need to be driven here and there and all over the place. And she works full time and her husband and the household and the pets. And, you know, she didn't think she had time in her schedule to do this. But what we actually discovered was she did have time in her schedule. She did not have internal space for herself that allowed her to feel calm and regulated and peaceful throughout her day to get all of these tasks done. So she was just up in her mind, spinning all of these wheels and freaking out about the to-do list. And what became evident was once we created some space within, everything seemed to just fall into place, that we were wasting a lot of that time and energy in our mind, that once we were able to break through that barrier, that block for her, it all just fell into place and felt simple and easeful. And suddenly she found pockets of time in her day that were utilized in a better way to help move her forward. So often we keep just going through the motions of keto and running into the same blocks over and over again without considering that we can realign to something that probably feels and works better for you. There can be fears around questioning whether this will work for me, whether keto will work for me, whether coaching will work for me. And the truth is, I don't have the exact path that will work for every single human that comes into my world. Like I said, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. I really guide my clients using many facets of what I've learned throughout my lifetime. I mean, I have the credentials, right? Like, I'm a registered holistic nutritionist. I'm a certified life coach. I have an honors degree in psychology. I have done keto and lived through the entire process myself. I have the knowledge and the expertise, but I also use my intuition, and I'm able to hear the subtext and the energy behind what my clients are saying so that we are able to touch in that one level deeper. I'm able to ask the right questions at the right time so that we're able to hold space around those answers that really do lead to meaningful breakthroughs. I'm able to share from my own lived experiences because a lot of the time I have been in your shoes. I have been in the exact same place where you are now. And there's a lot of value in being able to openly share that with someone who feels like they are alone. Just because I am a coach doesn't mean that I have every single answer to every single thing in the world. I'm not on any sort of pedestal. My ego is in check. Okay, this isn't about me. This really is about you. And it's funny because I show up on Instagram and I talk a lot there, and I show up on these podcasts and I talk a lot here, but when I'm in sessions with a client, I'm listening. I am hearing what you're saying, and we're holding space for that. And I'm asking questions and sharing solutions, or simply just allowing whatever's coming up for you to be there. It really is a collaboration. We are working together to create this beautiful, simple, sustainable, easeful lifestyle for you. There may be some uncertainty around the exact path that we might take, and there's something really special about being held in a space without an agenda. To say out loud the things that we hold inside with shame and judgment, to trust someone to hold space for all of us to show up and feel safe to simply exist just for a moment. Unconditional, positive regard for whatever you're bringing into the space and allowing it to be there, that it is meant to be there, that whatever is coming up for you is meant to be seen and is meant to be held. And it's leading us to our job together to uncover and explore what those are. And we can use the principles of keto and nutrition to guide some of those steps, but that's only half the journey. And that a lot of the work that I do is coming to terms with who we are in the moments of struggle, and how can we work with that in a different way that actually serves us, that actually aligns with us, and that will actually move us forward. There is a beautiful quote by Pema Chodron that reads, "Fear is a natural reaction to moving closer to the truth." As someone who has been working with coaches for years now, I understand the hesitation and the fear and why is it so expensive and how do I know if it's a good fit for me and do I actually have to shop around and spend money to see if this is going to work for me, or if it doesn't work out, then it's such a waste of money. How can something that I feel like could really help me also feel like such a gamble at the same time? I mean, I already shared that whenever I found a coach I thought could really help me, I would have their website tab open on my computer for ages. I would download every single freebie, free resource they had. I would listen to their podcast. I would stalk them on Instagram. Like, I did all of those things. I would spend weeks or months overthinking the entire decision like crazy. And the thing is, when you feel ready to work with a coach and you're interested in working with a coach, finding the right coach for you still involves a little bit of risk. We still have to really put our faith that whatever is guiding us to this person, to this experience, that little inner nudge, that little inner whisper is guiding you for a reason. And to have faith in that part of you, to trust that intuitive part of you. And every time that I have invested in a coach that I spent so much time researching, it has been worth it. And we have been a great fit. And it has been life-changing. I felt relieved and hopeful and still a little bit anxious. Like, this is going to be so good for me. I know that this is going to help me. It may cost a little bit of money, but let's buckle up and go for it. And there's a really interesting thing that happens when we put a little bit of skin in the game, when we put a little bit of money towards what it is we really want for ourselves, towards our goal. We show up in a different way. You show up in a different way because you have put in this energy exchange. You are putting money down on yourself. You are investing in yourself because you are worth that investment. You deserve to receive support and guidance through this. And on an energetic level, you are committing to the entire experience in a new way. You are committing to yourself in a new way. And there is so much power in that. And I'm not sharing all of this to try and quote unquote sell you on my coaching services. Either it speaks to you or it doesn't. And I'm not offended if it doesn't. I know I'm not for everyone, and that's okay. But I know that there are some of you out there where it does feel like this could really help me. And I want to be sure that I am sharing what I do so that I can find those people and I can extend my hand and we can do this together. If it does speak to you, my hope is that you take away from these podcasts how absolutely normal it is to feel uneasy and uncertain before getting started with someone new. I mean, this is why I share myself so openly and transparently and authentically in the podcast and on Instagram so that you know, hey, like I am human too, that I have my own flaws and I've had my own struggles and they may be in a different flavor, but we all have them. This is part of the human experience. But I try to show up for you as my genuine self so that you know as much about me as possible, because I think it makes it easier to know if we would be a good fit. If you resonate with this podcast, if you like who I am when I show up on Instagram, we will be a great fit. And if your heart is telling you that you need to explore this thing together, I really hope you listen to it. I know taking a step like this can feel incredibly vulnerable and scary, but it's also courageous just to have the conversation with or without any sort of commitment. If you're feeling a little nervous about booking a call, I can promise you there is no need to fret or worry. Typical sales calls give me the ick, okay? Our call is simply a place for us to connect and chat more about what you desire, what's been holding you back. It really is a safe space for us to be open and vulnerable and go over finer details, ask any questions you may have. There are no pushy sales tactics included. Like, I don't have it in me. It is not in my bones or my DNA, okay? Who you hear on this podcast is who you get. And coaching isn't just doom and gloom. We're not really sitting there. It's not deep therapy where we're just in tears the entire time. We laugh, we connect, we have a great time. It is super fun. I promise, it is super fun. And we allow those tough moments to be there too. It really is such a beautiful opportunity that is available for you. If it feels best for you, there is a link down in the show notes where you can apply for a free conversation with me, even if it's just one conversation to explore together whether this really is a path you're ready to walk. I hope this episode has been helpful. If you have any questions or you want to just share anything that's come up for you, or you just want more information about coaching, don't hesitate to reach out. You can DM me on Instagram. You can send a message to my inbox. I would be happy to answer any questions and hold space for you. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Thanks so much for listening, pal. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to spend it with me, and I hope you found this episode helpful. If you have any questions or want clarity around anything you heard today, Or if you just want to share what came up for you, check out the show notes and click on Connect with Stephanie. This is directed straight to my inbox where I personally answer every single message and question that comes in. I'm ready to hold space for you and help you move forward on your keto journey. Until then, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.